Day 38. Navigation Brief. Acts 11, verse 4. So Peter, starting from the beginning, laid it out for them step by step. When we conduct what appears to be a routine training, we always preface that event with a pre-brief. Even the routine can become difficult when we fail to plan. A familiar adage says it this way: if we fail to plan, we plan to fail. How true. Sitting through the briefs is always interesting and informative. Watching all the principals present, I noticed that each department would end their presentation by giving a risk assessment code, RAC, number. After the presentation, I asked the first lieutenant in charge of the deck department what these numbers mean. He told me the risks graduate from 1 for the least to 5 for the greatest. The captain listens to what is presented by each department and makes the judgment on whether or not the proposed evolution will take place. No matter how many times we go through a particular event, and no matter how proficient we become at conducting said event, it must be briefed for the commanding officer's approval. Peter, I believe, knew something about RAC codes. He was not going to take a chance on making easily correctable errors. He and the other disciples laid out a step-by-step plan for presenting the gospel. I don't believe they were encumbered by the fact that they had presented this precious gospel before. Also, I don't believe the gospel could ever become routine. Every opportunity to present had need of an RAC code assessment. Our plea: let me prepare to present your gospel and never fail to plan. Leaning on you for guidance, no matter the setting, grand or bland. Please let your precious word never become, to me, common or routine. That I continue to submit to you, and from your wisdom, to always glean. Questions to consider: how well do I plan the presentation of the gospel? Can we plan too much? How can I be sure? Reflection for the day: remember how the gospel was presented to me with care. Plan to do the same for others.